Steve Keen, professor of economics and author of Debunking Economics, joins us from Amsterdam. Why do you think the U.S. and China agreed to this 90-day type agreement here?
Oh, it's a very sensible move because rather than getting into an immediate war of words, which of course is Donald Trump's normal style, this gives them time to work out some backroom deals that will make it look like both sides have won.
So, do they need it to make this announcement? Couldn't they have done it without making this announcement, or that would not have helped?
They could have, but I think this is, I mean, Trump's entire lifestyle has been putting himself across as the champion negotiator. And in this sense, he needs little flags like this to make it look like, yes, okay, if it wasn't for my bluster, we wouldn't be reaching this stage of negotiation. Now we're going to work it out calmly and we'll come out the other side as friends, which is exactly what he did with North Korea, of course.
And finally, do you think that there is going to be any type of agreement reached that is going to quench the thirst of either side in order for some trade relation to go ahead?
No, I don't, because the trade gap is so enormous. I mean, China's trade exports to the USA are about a trillion dollars higher than their imports. And there's no way that gap is going to be bridged, particularly while the American dollar remains overvalued because it's the world's reserve currency. So, but in many ways, China's got what it's wanted out of this deal. The entire reason it opened up its borders to America and attracted American companies in was to grab American technology and to build its own local capitalist class. It's done that brilliantly. It's now one of the world's major industrialized powers. It can carry on from here quite successfully.
Okay. So many more questions. We have to leave it there. Thank you, Steve Keen, professor of economics, and also author of Debunking Economics.